We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show. Jen BT, are you ready for another paternity test Tuesday?
Definitely. We have Will and Tracy on the line.
We call it the case of the miracle baby, right? Will is actually, this is weird because we usually get women that call for paternity tests.
Yeah, and this time around, it's a guy calling.
Yeah, he's calling on his own fiance. Will, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Hey, man, how you been? I'm good.
Tracy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Will, tell us why you asked for this paternity test, my friend.
Because I don't think it's mine.
And why don't you think it's yours? Because Tracy's your fiancé, right?
He's my fiancé. It's that, my sperm doesn't work.
Oh, your sperm doesn't work. So you have infertility issues?
Yeah,
he
I guess that's the medical term.
He has infertility issues.
He thinks...
A doctor told me I do, Tracy, so I do. Doctors just don't make this stuff up.
Yeah, a doctor told you that one time, like 100 years ago, and I don't know why you won't just go to a new doctor and get it tested again.
Because he already told me.
Why would a doctor?
Yeah, so who baby you got, Tracy? If he's infertile, whose baby you got?
It's Will's. He's not infertile. I think he had a bad diagnosis when he went the one time, and I don't know why he won't go back and just prove that our baby Hope is his baby. I know she is.
Will, you only went one time? You didn't get a second opinion?
No, I was married before, and my ex-wife and I couldn't get pregnant. So we went in, we did all the tests, we saw doctors, and at the end of everything that we all did, the doctor sat down and said, Will, it's you. You have low sperm infertility or something with it. He's like, it's just not enough there, so you can't get pregnant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So then this baby pops up, like, really, honestly, Jen, I can't blame the man for wanting a paternity test.
Yeah, especially since you tried with your previous wife and she just wasn't getting pregnant. So what are your thoughts on this, Tracy? So why does he think you're cheating? Like, do you know the guy, Will, or Tracy, any idea who he thinks you're cheating on him with?
I am not cheating. Will, you are the love of my life, and you know this, and you know that I would never, ever cheat on you. I don't know why you can't just trust me and love our daughter.
Because you got a whole-ass baby, and the doctor told him he can't have kids.
One doctor told him that. You're telling me they couldn't have messed up the test results?
You're telling me absolutely, without the shadow of a doubt, you ain't been with nobody but Will.
100%.
And Tracy's saying that is not the case, and he needs to go get a second opinion.
Tracy, is he bugging?
He is bugging. I mean, Joseph wasn't Jesus' dad, but he stepped up for Mary. I don't know what his problem is.
Well, if you love this woman, why you won't go get a second opinion?
Thank you.
No, you. No, thank me. Thank you. Why won't you go get a second opinion if you love Tracy?
No, she needs to get a paternity test to prove it. I already got my doctor results.
Oh, that was so long ago. And your ex-wife was crazy. I think you've
it's
been,
not gonna
like...
It's change. It's not like I'm going to wake up one morning and suddenly my sperm's going to work.
So, Will,
Maybe you were just clogged up back then. I don't know.
Oh, that could be the
Are
case.
Are you a doctor?
That
no,
could be
but
the
I
case.
Mean,
Maybe
I love you,
change.
And I don't know why you think I'm cheating on you.
Yeah, well,
Look,
why would
you're
you
not a doctor, and I know you go, I know you travel a lot for work with this dude.
Oh, there you go. Who's the dude, Tracy? Who's the dude?
Are you talking about Jimmy? Because that is complete crap. You know that. We are friends and coworkers, and that is it.
Prove I'm wrong.
Listen, this test is going to prove whether or not you're wrong, I'll tell you that much, but this seems, wait a minute, okay. So, Will, you telling me your doctor told you without the shadow of a doubt that you're infertile, you can't have children?
Yeah, I remember in the office, sitting there, and we did all these tests, we did all this stuff, and he said, the problem is, Will, your sperm doesn't work, you have little production, I don't have enough sperm in my...
Right, I understand what you're talking about. And then all of a sudden, you with Tracy, and then Tracy gets pregnant. Do the baby look like you?
The baby's 1 year old.
They start developing about, Jen, you got little ones. Do they start developing about one, start to look like somebody?
I mean, yeah, you got to see some features or at least some characteristics, right? Tracy, what do you think? Does Hope look like Will?
I think she looks like Will. She's got his eyes. She's got his spirit. She is, like, so beautiful and sweet, just like Will when he's being nice and not being an ass.
Has he been bonding with Hope at all, Tracy?
Not really, because he's, like, putting this distance between her. And
wow.
I don't know why. I think it's his anxiety that's causing the issue. to be perfectly honest.
Oh, right. So I see in my notes here, you want him to see a therapist. Why do you think he has anxiety?
Because when I got pregnant, he freaked out. Like, he changed from into a completely different person than the man I fell in love with. And he's still the man I'm in love with, but he is just like, this has become, he's like fixated on this issue. And I think he just needs to talk it out with someone professionally so he can get through it and we can bond and be a real family.
104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show. It's a case of the miracle baby. Tracy has a baby with Will, she says. Will says impossible because he's infertile. Can't happen.
Yeah, so you guys are still engaged. I'm surprised you're still together. What's going on with your relationship? How has this affected it?
I mean, it's not great. We've postponed the wedding 100 times.
Yeah. All you have to do is go get the test and then we would know.
Well, the facts are right here in this envelope sitting in front of me. Will, are you dead staunch on your belief that this is not your child?
Look, I went to a doctor. And I'm pretty sure doctors don't make the stuff up. And I'm sure he
had up the results, Will.
And you only went to one doctor, Will. You should have at least went and got a second.
Yeah, and how long ago was that, Will, that you went to the doctor about your infertility issues?
At least 5 years.
16 years ago. No.
And Tracy, you telling me that this dude that you travel for work with is not your daughter's father at all? It's 100,000% sure.
I'm 1,000,000,000% sure Will is the father.
Now, I'm about to open this envelope, Will. If this is your child, if it is your child, what happens?
I'm there 100%.
Are you going to apologize?
I mean, I didn't do anything wrong. It's not
you
like
did
I changed
do something
my
wrong.
Term. So, I changed it. This is medical information that I got.
Okay.
And then if it's changed, I'm there. But it's not my fault that it changed. It's not like I've been hiding it.
Okay. Well, let's get to the results of the miracle baby and see if Will is indeed Hope's father. What's a nice name, Hope,
right?
That is
a nice name.
For a little baby. Okay, here we go.
Amazing.
DNA Diagnostics do all our paternity tests, and they are 100% accurate and above board. Nobody knows the results, not even me, until I open the envelope. So here we go. When it comes to Will, who thinks he's infertile, being the father of Hope, baby girl Hope, 1 year old, Will, you are 99.999%, sir. Drum roll. Thank you. Will, you need another doctor, bruh, because you are absolutely the father of Hope. No doubt about it.
Wow, that is truly
no doubt about it. What you got to say, Will?
That's a miracle.
I mean, it's the doctor's fault, not mine.
You may be able to file a lawsuit.
Or something, and I think you owe Tracy an apology.
Will.
Tracy. I love you. You're the mother of my child, and...
You done got this girl on the phone crying. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, bro.
And you're
I'm
the father.
Sorry.
And I knew you were. I always knew you were. I don't know why you didn't trust me and why you couldn't
That's
look
crazy.
At me and help
because
and just know in your heart.
Because the doctor told me. How can you get mad at me when the doctor told me something like
because
that?
Because you didn't go get a second opinion, and now you got a baby girl. Y'all go get married, raise your girl the right way, enjoy the rest of your life, and put this behind y'all. For real. Thank y'all for
so
being
much.
On Paternity Test Tuesday. We appreciate it. Tracy and Will.
Yeah,
Will's the father. That's how it goes.
Truly a miracle.
Steve, I love him on the show, 104.3 Jams.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.